Dr. Rob Congdon with a report from a very important region of the world, a region that plays a key role in the scenario found in Bible prophecy. In fact, when I talk with Rob, we talk politics and then we do talk prophecy. Well, we do that every week right here on Prophecy Today Weekend. Right now, we're going to bring to these microphones our oldest son, Jim Jr., who normally for the last couple of weeks has been in Israel leading a tour, teaching adults, all of those who gathered, to travel with us through the land of the Bible. He came home, washed his clothes, got on another airplane, went into Romania, and that's where we catch him today. Jim, I happen to believe you're probably doing one of the most important things for the body of Christ right now that could be done. You're in a nation that is trying to come back from the communist rule, and in fact, I do believe the leader of the ministry that you're partnering with there in Romania has that as his ministry philosophy or policy. He wants to grab the young people first, win them, teach them the Word of God, and then establish a Christian community throughout all of the nation of Romania. Now, talk to us about, I know you're there, you have been speaking to a big major Bible camp, and then you're going into some training sessions. We'll get to that in just a moment. But tell me, what has been the philosophy? What have you been doing in this last week?
Thanks, Dad, for having me. You're so absolutely right. We're partnering here with Iulian Avramescu, who has started an organization called MIA. In Romania, MIA means life, and he is taking back the country. He used the same game plan that the communists used to take over Romania, and he's taking back the country. He wants to build into the youth of Romania, and by doing that, he's bringing in Bible teachers, good Bible teachers, to come in and teach the Word of God to these young people. And that's what I've been doing this last week. About 100 high school and college age kids have been here, and we've had a great time. We've been studying the book of Mark. There's a lot of lessons that those disciples had to learn, and Jesus taught them those lessons. And this week, we've been going over those lessons that disciples had to learn as we've been here at camp.
Well, and indeed, when you look at the book of Mark, you have to bring in the Olivet Discourse, which Jesus gave there the first of the week that they refer to as Passion Week, before he was going to be crucified, Olivet Discourse, a second coming teaching for the Jewish people. That's recorded in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke chapter 21. So you're bringing what our ministry is, prophecy, into the hearts and lives of these young people, are you not?
We sure are. The best thing is for them to understand the ministry of Christ and then to teach them about the future. Give them something that they are working for. And basically, Mark copied down what Peter told him. And Peter had such a very interesting ministry, also looking towards the future. So I tied all of that in, and it fits very well with our ministry of prophecy today.
Now, what about the young people that are there, Jim? Are they from all across the country of Romania?
There are actually two camps going on, one in the west and one in the east. I'm at the camp in the east. High school and college kids, one of our kids here was studying to be a doctor. They're from all over the eastern portion of Romania. Kind of the mountains of Romania split the country. And so everybody on the eastern portion of those mountains come to this camp. And it's been a neat time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful country, especially in the area of Romania where you're located right now. Now, I know, and in just a moment, we're going to be talking with David James, who will be leaving on his way to join you. And so the next session that you and David will be a part of is the training. And training whom? Who are you going to pull out to train in this next week of your activities?
Their camping season is over, Dad, and they're bringing all the counselors and the staff back to this camp, which is about an hour north of Bucharest. And we will be teaching all next week with MIA College. We've helped start MIA College with Iulian years ago. Some of these young people that can't get out of the country that want a Bible training. But we come in like we do with our School of Prophets, and we will teach module classes. I'm teaching the book of Ezekiel, and David's going to be teaching Bible study methods.
This is going to be a great, great opportunity to build into the lives of these young people there in Romania. You've been able to observe this over the last 5 or 6 years. How do you think it is progressing? Are they on the road that they wanted to set up and take back Romania?
They are, Dad. They're having an impact. You know, just like with any youth organization, as you bring in the youth, you teach them, they grow, they mature, and then they are going out. So it's a revolving door, really. The great thing is there are youth every day being born, and they're coming up, and they come into this ministry. They do a great job of teaching them. We have a partnership with them. We help teach, and they send these men and young women out to the ministry, to churches, to other camp ministries, and it's so rewarding. I've seen young people that I've been with now for about 5 years, and they're getting ready to go on to their college education and then soon into ministry. So the Lord is really blessing.
Yes, I like that, to their college education, but not only just going in there to deal with some of the theological problems you'll have in college, but now with a basis, a foundation upon which to enter college. I think this is an idea that ought to spread across the world, not only in Romania. We don't grab the youth today. What's the church going to be tomorrow? Don't you think this should be done across the world?
I think it's great. You know, the great thing is we're coming here and working with the nationals. They know the language. This is their country. They have a passion for the people here. And you're being a wise steward and being able to help these young people out to go to their country. And you can do that all over the world. Send the nationals back to their own people.
That's an excellent idea. And I think in my last years, I want to dedicate myself to doing that. I've raised you boys up and our girls as well to be a part of this ministry. So, you know, Dad and Mom may have to kind of sit on the shelf a bit, not really out of the way, but we're going to encourage you guys, make sure that you can get out there and do it. I want to tell you, I'm so proud of you, Jim. Thank you so very much, and give our love to all of those young people and encourage them with the word to go out and tell everybody Jesus is on his way and it could be soon.
Thank you, Dad. Thanks for having me today.
You're certainly welcome, buddy. Hey, we're going to have to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to have a conversation with David James. We're going to be talking about a very important conversation. And it's the situation happening across the world. It's these interfaith dialogues that are going on. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it biblical? We'll get to that conversation after this break, right here on Prophecy Today Weekend.